from the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from the Tobik First Nations, rock musician Mike Byrne. He has a new album out entitled Ancestors, and his new single, We Are the Stars, is climbing the charts. Mike will be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. You ready? Let's hook you up. Here's something brand new from Mike Byrne off that new album. This is called Echoes. Brand new music from Mike Byrne and the Muskrat Singers. That's Echoes. All right, here we go. The Hallucination. This is Land Back. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
because it was nation to nation amongst the native nations and the European nations.
The story's told with lies, lies, lies.
The treaty signed.
The founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
War was lost, the treaty signed.
They were unilateral agreements between two sovereigns, meaning that it was indigenous people here and the U.S. government, and it was equal. We still retain that. The other way that it's supported and retained, even though the U.S. government refuses sometimes to recognize that, and maybe these younger people that are listening to this can change this, because this is about healing. It's about forgiving. Do you know what the sixth article of the U.S. Constitution is? That treaties are the supreme law of the land. It actually says that in the U.S. Constitution. Treaties are the supreme law of the land.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The and truth they die. The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The and truth they die. You serve them well. I had a name, but never mind.
Now, it turns out that the problem with treaties begins not on the native side, but like many problems, begins on the western side.
The U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes.
Most of the non-native people think of Indian treaties as Indian treaties. They don't think of them as their treaties. And these are everyone's treaties. These are the United States and the Native Nations. And we all have rights and we all have responsibilities. The United States gained a territory over which to govern through treaties. If you don't know treaty, and I'm not talking about treaty law, but if you don't know treaties, you just don't know American history.
But never mind. The treaty signed. The treaty signed.
Why is it important that the American people understand this? I mean, most people study a little bit about Native American history and maybe in school, but then it for many, I think it disappears from our daily news diet. So why was this important, and specifically the treaty? Why look at the treaties?
We felt the United States, we felt the people needed a civics lesson and a reminder that the Constitution doesn't just refer to the federal government and the state governments, it also refers to the Indian tribes.
The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The and truth they die. The treaty signed. The treaty signed. The and truth they die.
This is about healing. This is about healing. Healing.
That's music from Frank Wall. Treaties.
Though many try, I live among you, well disguised.
All right, J. Pablo.
Since the founding of this country, the U.S. government has made and broken over 500 treaties with various Indian tribes all across our nation.
This one's called Tribe Vibe. I'm Larry Kay.
just fighting fences and depression. Collectively expensive, our progression in suspension. Intensive life lessons, reading, healing with intention. Solidarity means connected, not selfishly defensive. Pick each other up because together is the message. An intimate reflection, authentic comprehension. Living four directions, our children are the treasure. Not to mention schools in session for the future generations. This is for the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky. Our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and the tribe. For the north, the south, the east, and the west. The medicine's inside us, united is the vibe. This is for the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky. Our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and the tribe. For the north, the south, the east, and the west. The medicine's inside us, united is the vibe. Not a phrase, it's an action and expression. Like the love we live, bringing hearts to new dimensions. Ascension past aggression, sing our songs to break the tension. Pointing fingers is obsession, so be honest and reflective. Divided we fall, united we're tall. Survival for all is the mission and objective that we're pressing. Five fingers makes a fist, our people in a pinch. Open up your arms and let the spirit in. This is for the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky. Our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and the tribe. For the north, the south, the east, and the west. The medicine's inside us, united is the vibe. This is for the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky. Our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, and the tribe. For the north, the south, the east, and the west. The medicine's inside us, united is the vibe.
That's music from Pura Faye. Find the cost of freedom. Hey, right now, I'd like to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org, and come on over and check out everything that we're doing. We have the virtual art gallery, Indigenous in the News. That's at Indigenous in Music and Arts. All right, here we go. 1915. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Mi cuerpo por las esquinas. pero sin regaño. Ella levita con la musiconga. El que la siga se zumba y se manda. No manda nadie en su vida loca. No es loca, vida es lo que ella buscaba.
I can't believe it, thought I was dreaming. The way she moving, got me thinking I wanna squeeze it. She got me heated, my heart is screaming. It's like I fall in love with just her good love. She's thinking like a snake and anaconda. This shit is heavy, baby, deadly like a bomba.
That's music from L.A., Arihas, from their Gourmet album. Alright, here's something brand new. This is called Stand Up from Macaro and Chaymin. That's music from Macaro and Chaymin, Stand Up. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Mike Byrne, will be in the spotlight. We'll be right back. We are the music makers, bringing the medicine that you need and makes you feel good. We are indigenous in music. found us and hooked us up. Indigenous and Music Radio Show is available anywhere you hear your podcast. Indigenous and Music with Larry K is on the go. Welcome to our Indigenous and Music Spotlight Interview. I'm Larry K. Tonight, we welcome back from Tobik First Nations, rock musician, Mr. Mike Byrne is in the house. He has a new album out entitled Ancestors, along with new singles. This guy is way too busy. Let's put him on a short break. He's here to tell us all about his new music. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Mike Byrne. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey. Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing well down here in Florida. Winter's here. How's your winter doing up there?
It's very cold, man. Winter. Polar bears are like it. You know what I mean? It's very cold, cold weather for sure.
You get
winter
of,
has arrived in Canada.
You get a lot of snow?
I think we got maybe 6 inches.
Oh, wow. So it's there.
And but we're expecting some rain here in the middle of the week here. So I'm not sure if that's going to stay or not.
Right, right. Does the music scene stay strong in the cold season?
Oh, for sure.
That's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Just go inside.
People like to go to bars and have drinks and
sure
be entertained by people like me.
Yeah, good tunes. Right on.
For sure.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back on. We always have new listeners, so why don't we start with a short introduction and then we'll talk about the new music. So go ahead and hit the stage, Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike Byrne. I'm a singer-songwriter from Wolastoqiyik Territory here in New Brunswick, Canada. I've been playing music for over 10 years professionally, and I'm hoping you enjoy my tunes here with Larry.
Yeah. Now, it's been a few years, I think 3-4 years since your last visit. We were playing your album Wabanaku. How did that play out for you?
Oh, very good. It was my first solo release. And I thought I did very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still playing music from it, so I like it for sure. Yeah. Let's talk about the new album, Ancestors. What's this album all about?
Ancestors is about, the people that have passed before me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to dedicate my music to the people that introduced me to music. And, it's like a letter to my ancestors, you know, just
right,
state
yeah.
my love.
Yeah, keep in touch, right on.
Yeah.
What instruments do you play, Mike?
I play acoustic guitar.
Okay.
And that's it, man.
You ever break out the electric?
I never played electric guitar since I've been in Kick and Crotch.
Okay.
In District Avenue, and that's been over almost 10 years, I think, since I played electric guitar.
Sure, sure. I think that's when I first met you. We promoted your album from the band.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. I still play that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever think back on your very first performance? How you did?
Oh, yeah, I was nervous. I didn't even want to go on stage. I think I wanted to run away and not sing.
Sure, sure.
But the guys just kept pushing me, and we did good.
Right.
Well, what I think we did good anyways.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of videos? I just got done watching your new video, No Word for Goodbye. Good song.
Yeah, thank you. I try to do as much as I can, you know, with the cost of everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's expensive, right? So especially doing stuff like that and a lot of production with the video and stuff and hiring more people. And yeah, I enjoy doing that kind of stuff, but it's like, if it's in the books for me to do, you know,
mm-hmm.
I love doing that kind of stuff.
Now, was that in a warm green room or did they actually set you up outside in the cold?
Dude, I was on top of the ice. I was on ice. I was on walking on a river, frozen river.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
On that video.
Our listeners don't know it, but it took place on a river.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure. And you could hear the ice
cracking,
moving, and cracking underneath you.
Jeez, scary.
It was quite the experience for sure.
Yeah, check it out. No Word for Goodbye. You can hear it on YouTube. Good video. Well, let's talk about your latest release, "We Are the Stars." What's this song about?
I was out yard sailing with my wife a couple of years ago, and I came across a book here, the Indians book.
Okay. Right on. What's that?
To show you.
Oh yeah. Nice. The Indians book.
Yeah, it's and it was has a bunch of like stories in there, poems and all that good stuff, and I came across the poem of We Are the Stars. I just
Okay.
Wow, this is awesome. You know what I mean? And this would be really cool if I turned it into a song,
Right.
made something out of it. And I came across it again there a couple months ago, and I just started picked the guitar up and started singing along to the poem and stuff, and it all came together
Good.
piece by piece, just like a puzzle.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. I love it.
Thank you.
Today we're speaking with Mike Byrne. Mike, can you give any good advice for new and upcoming musicians getting into the entertainment scene?
Never give up. I know it gets frustrating at times, and you just want to just stop and give up because it's a lot of work, especially when you're doing it all by yourself. And it could get frustrated in time because you don't have all the answers. But I suggest that you reach out to other musicians. People in the music business are always willing to help you, so don't be shy. Reach out to people, and wishing you the best.
Salute. Good words. Mike, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can reach me on mikeburn.ca. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, TikTok. I usually post weekly on there. Yeah, all my social media links are right on my website with my music, and I hope you tune in.
Mike Byrne has new music out. Hear his new music and read all about him on his website at mikeburn.ca. And if you missed part of today's show, you can visit us on our place at indigenousandmusic.com. Mike, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, it's always great to have you on. We're going to play you Mike's newest release. Here is We Are the Stars.
Singing with the light, we are.
That was music from Mike Byrne, and that was his new release, We Are the Stars. In case you're just tuning in, Mike was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Roads could have led us here, and I'm so tired of giving in to fear. Can't shake that empty feeling I get, wondering if what I feel is regret. 1,000,000 times could have set things straight, but I didn't try, didn't know what to say. I miss the times, just a child in the grass, not a care, wish it could have lasted. Why does my mind skip like a stone and I can't let go? I'm everywhere, but here and now. Why am I falling ahead like a prayer's never left? I'm anywhere, but here and now. Why does my mind skip? And I know you tried while I disappeared. Can't shake this aching feeling I get. My mind wanders to where we met. To this place and time left behind, frozen in the dark, and I can't recognize you and I, mourning all the pieces. I miss the taste, the shine on your face. Not a care, wish you could have listened. Why does my mind skip like a stone and I can't let go? I'm everywhere with you and now. Why am I falling ahead like a prayer's never left? I'm anywhere with you and now. Why does my mind skip like a stone and I can't let go? I'm everywhere with you and now.
Was music from Asanabe, brand new. All right, over to California. One Way Sky. This is Indian Route 15. I'm Larry Kay. We'll be right back.
Van Dyne. It's been that way before our time. Come and win to survive. Somewhere back along the line, there was born the divide. Brothers, sisters, far and wide, the time is now to all unite. The choice is yours to decide. How do you use divorce inside? Heal the divide. Heal the divide. We gotta heal. Differences aside, I gotta give just a little and compromise. We can meet in the middle, lay our differences aside. We gotta give just a little and compromise. Heal the divide. Heal the divide. We gotta heal the divide. Always be two sides until we heal the divide.
That was music from Morgan Toney, and that was Heal the Divide. We're going to take a short break. We will be right back.
You never thought you loved me. I'm so scared to believe. You never thought you loved me. And now don't you ever leave.
We just keep doing it right.
It's getting hot. It's getting
We're Indigenous
hot.
Styling. And it all starts at indigenousandmusic.com.
Don't forget to take Indigenous in Music with you on your next trip. We're available everywhere you go. Find us on your smart speaker or on any of your favorite apps. And get ready to turn us up. Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is on the go.
Visit indigenousinmusic.com and be a part of the change. Take the support challenge. Your contribution empowers Indigenous artists and keeps the music alive. Make a difference. Make an impact today at indigenousinmusic.com. Thank you for your support.
Here's something brand new from Viv Wade, Somebody Else. She's going to be in our spotlight in a few weeks.
Are universal and we are different. and all my exploration is complete.
Yeah, Viv Wade in our spotlight in a couple weeks. Hope you like our show today. If you missed part of today's show, you can always find us over at our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com. That's where we hang 24/7, 365.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.